Fantasy chutzpah!
Katie is making a terrible face.
Did her water break?
No, Andrew's is, for some reason, so loud in my earphones.
Look, we're not professionals here.
Mark's here, mm-hmm. Right? Mark?
Hello? Yeah, Mark's here.
I needed to jump the gun because I needed to tell Mark that he has to do a lot of the heavy lifting tonight.
Yeah, we don't have much prepared.
Bodhi, stop. I think he could definitely talk for a while about...
I could talk for a while, but I wasn't prepared to talk for a while.
I'm up for whatever you guys want to talk for a while. Well, I am checked out. Well, my team is too bad for me to care.
We'll come up with what we want you to talk about. You just then have to talk about it.
I can do that. That sounds good. I'm excited for it.
Because Katie was complaining about me being too loud, I think it's appropriate to play Mark's drop to kind of play him into the podcast, which Keith,
this
drop is always way too quiet. So when you edit, you might have to make it louder. Is that something you can do?
Maybe.
All right, here we go.
Fantasy wizard Mark.
The fantasy wizard is here.
I like that for him.
We have precious few minutes with the fantasy wizard.
Well, I'm very excited to hear it.
Did you hear it? Could you hear it at all?
I could, but I don't seem like the wizard this year. I like to preach myself as a juggernaut, but I'm sort of low in the rankings.
Well, maybe you should have taken that deal where I offered you two injured players for Jonathan Taylor.
Do I have Jonathan Taylor? I do, don't I?
Yeah. Yes.
On the show, was that was last week, by the way, right?
Yeah. I offered you a trade, yeah.
I didn't physically see it in the league. Did you just only orally offer it on the podcast and not actually
propose? That's right.
That's a big mistake.
No, I really didn't care. I just wanted to see who I could...
You wanted to see if people were paying attention to the pod. I think I heard it and didn't register it. And put the pod on a commute right now from last week to make sure I was tuned in. And I heard it. It was like, someone offered me something for Jonathan Taylor? And I went back to look to try to do it. And I was like, well, he played Thursday night, so too late to...
Yeah, it was honestly, it's for history. Like, you wouldn't trade me him a while ago. I offered you Saquon and someone for him and someone, and you said no. And then Saquon died, and then my season was over.
Well, it seems like Jonathan Taylor is dying at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, he wouldn't have helped me, but it might have helped your team to just not have him on.
I think so.
Like, just because you kept you start him to hope that he gets that like bell cow status.
There's a certain type of fantasy football player where you can't cut them or want to give up on them, but they're on your roster just eating and sucking your soul away.
Would you say that Marquise Hollywood Brown is someone like that?
I think I just capitalized on eating someone else's soul for them sucking that away. Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah, there's a lot of players like that we can talk about as the show goes on.
We could talk about fantasy psychology for a second, in that, like, there is something about getting a player off your roster that feels so good, and also absorbing something else from someone else's trash that feels so good.
Yeah, this is the conversation that Katie is here for.
Right.
Yeah, definitely.
We have our fantasy psychologist.
Yeah.
So, Katie, can you analyze me? I am just like so defeated mentally in this league. It's hard for me to even podcast.
Wow.
Because my team sucks so much. Do you have like a prognosis?
Give him some like tips for resiliency.
Oh man, I wasn't prepared for this. That's like, my timer.
Okay, I'll give you what the Army began training us before I got out for resiliency was hunt the good stuff. You know, So you just got to stop focusing on the bad stuff and really hunt the good stuff.
Is that I'm better than Curtis, who gave up?
There you go.
6 weeks ago.
Sure. Sure. Okay. Or like, you know, you could be like, hey, you know what? I had the foresight to add Justin Jefferson before anybody else.
No, I traded for him.
Okay, so I had the foresight to trade.
Apply that to James Robinson.
There you go, James Robinson.
My best player who came out of the free agency.
The cream of the crop.
There you go.
You want to know my first four picks in this league?
Yes.
Let's go. I did first pick Saquon, second pick Eckler, third pick Lamar Jackson, fourth pick Amari Cooper.
Okay.
So that's kind of the story of how my team is shitty.
I'm back.
Keith, I kind of like your team.
Wow. Do you want to trade team?
This is not pay league. I would negotiate to trade teams at a certain pay if this was a pay league.
How much?
$100.
$100. Oh, I'm not invested enough.
I still want Lamar. We could put a trade on for that. I still do want Lamar.
I bet you
okay.
do.
This is not. I think this is kind of fun. Isn't it kind of fun to be in second to last place, Keith? Just to try from. And do you believe you can turn it around? And what are the odds on you turning it around? Can you spin this at all?
I cannot turn it around because I'm just.
I think you kind of have been turning it around.
We're a 16 playoffs, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but the six playoff teams have really. I think it's just a clear delineation between playoff teams and teams that aren't in the playoffs. You can listen to Bryce cry about his team all the time.
Oh, my God, constantly.
But, like, he's in the playoffs, and he's had really good luck as far as matchups go. And Christian McCaffrey's missing, like, a week, so cry about it. I don't know. Well, I don't think I can make the playoffs.
Keith, here's my message to you, and it's something I learned about today in eighth grade social studies.
Okay.
You're in eighth grade?
No, but I had to go help someone in there. George Washington was actually losing the Revolutionary War by a lot. His soldiers didn't have any clothes and no food, and they were like all gonna die. Hmm. And everyone thought they weren't gonna win. And you know what George Washington did? He gave them a
talk to the French.
He gave them a pep talk. And then he changed his tactic. And then the British had hired this new guy who was just really selfish and didn't listen to his boss, and he made some mistakes. So maybe the guys at the top right now are going to get cocky, and this is when you're going to change your tactic, and you're going to come back, and you're going to find someone to give you a pep talk.
Which team in our league is the British?
I don't
Bryce.
Know. Oh, Bryce is?
Bryce is the British. Is there any French out there that can trade me a player?
Yeah, Mark.
The French ended up helping the U.S.
The French always helped the U.S. Okay.
Wow, I'm clearly boring Andrew, but I thought it was very fascinating.
Oh, that's great. All Keith needs to do is give his fantasy team a pep talk.
And he attacked on Christmas Day, which no one was thinking would
right?
happen.
I mean,
so.
That's a dick move. That's the Bryce move.
That's the most just like badass thing. George Washington is my favorite president.
Can I give my George Washington story? If we're trying to pick up space anyways?
Sure.
Yeah, let's do it.
So Revolutionary War was about to start, and he sent John Adams to England to try to avoid the war. And he sent John Adams, and John Adams met with King George at the time, and he met with his concierge, and he had a powder up, obviously, in their powder room, and they went to the bathroom, which was the powder room. And John Adams saw that they hung up a portrait of George Washington over the toilet, which at the time was considered a great insult.
Sure.
That you'd meet someone while you're taking a shit. And John Adams came back out and was very proper about it and said everyone was laughing at him that George Washington's portrait was in there. And they said, what do you think of George's portrait in there? And he said, I think it was perfectly acceptable that any Englishman would shit their pants when they look at George Washington.
There you go.
Thank you for the drop.
They fucking did, too. Mm-hmm. Christmas Eve.
Yeah, they did.
Coming across the Delaware to murder them in their sleep.
Yep. So there you go, Savage. Keith. Be like George Washington.
Yeah.
Don't give up.
Murder your enemies on Christmas.
All right. Let me just make a couple transactions.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, let me take a few notes.
Yeah, let me just take a couple notes here. Christmas. Got it. Before we get too deep into football and lose Katie completely, I did want to point out that this is also like the Uncle podcast. And just wanted to formally congratulate Mark on being a first-time uncle.
Thank you so much.
Or soon
to be. Was the baby born?
The baby has not been born yet. A soon-to-be uncle.
Right.
Soon to be. It is. Thank you so much.
It's alive and moving in there.
Moving a lot.
Very exciting.
So you guys are might have to have like an uncle-off matchup here at some point.
Mm. Mark, are you going to... You're not going to be there on Thanksgiving. You'll be there Saturday.
You have more communication lines than me, it sounds like. Yes. Do you want me to come? Are there uncle duties I need to do? I'm willing to. You have my full support. Whatever you need, you just send it for and I'll do my uncle duties.
All right. Nothing you need to do right now.
Okay.
We will be revealing with a pie, though.
Oh, right. The gender reveal.
The pie
reveal. While we have the uncles on, why don't we get gender guesses?
All right, I'm back.
Oh, I did not know that Keith had left.
Neither did I, but I have my guess.
Keith, we're doing gender guesses because we have the two uncles on.
Oh, I'm confident in my guess.
Ooh.
Likewise.
Ooh. Wait, hang on. Let me get, okay. Okay, who wants to go first?
I'll let you know that I have it on good authority. I have an inside source named Nora.
Oh.
Who says it's going to be a girl.
That's rough to argue against.
Okay.
Nora, not only as a young child and someone who seems very knowledgeable as a young child, it's hard to argue against. It's almost like an Oracle-sounding name, Nora.
Yeah.
Nora Borealis.
But I'm
going
to argue. I felt boy the whole way along. Bruh. Even when I looked at the ultrasound, I was like, just felt boy coming out from that ultrasound. So I will play the opposite and say boy.
Okay. Perfect. That works out. Would have been kind of boring if you guys had the same guess. So
can we guess names now?
Well,
we
that's
don't have one,
yeah,
so.
That's not decided. So
Matilda.
Damn it.
I did
he
like,
got it.
Love that movie. Yep.
We did watch Matilda recently, and is Matilda the same kind of origin story as Harry Potter?
The girl who lives.
It's like it's like a child that like lives with family members that are like mean to it.
Yeah, isn't that just Cinderella?
Is that I feel like it's not quite the same. What was that noise?
I don't know.
Is Mark still here?
Oh, I'm here. Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know what that noise was. Actually, while Mark's here...
Mark, didn't I look exactly like Matilda when I was little?
Yeah, should I have brought that up? That you were... Go back and look at Katie at 8 years old and Matilda at 8 years old and the movie Matilda. It's... creepy.
Yeah, it was very exact.
Yeah.
We look very different now, though. I looked her up now to see if
I did too, and I agree you look different now, but it was the same person. Yeah. Sometimes Danny DeVito may have been your actual father, but I looked at the timeline. It's impossible.
It's impossible.
I got a question for everyone. Okay. Unless, Andrew, you want to talk about your fucking kid again.
No, I was going to... I had something on my list of topics that I thought could be topical with Mark on the pod.
Ooh, that's okay. Exciting.
Well, first off, so Mark, let me ask you this. Would it be correct to refer to you as a medical professional, or is that only for like medical doctors?
Nope. A physical therapist is a medical professional. Okay. That is correct.
So as a medical professional, one thing that I had written on my list is that I just think stethoscopes are very strange and antiquated. They seem very antiquated. Just a thought I had one time.
They almost have no purpose.
Well, it's
if
like
I wanted the, to seem more like a medical professional, I could just put one on.
But like,
how often do you see people naked?
Me?
Yeah.
Like at his job or just in general?
Both, I guess. Mostly at his job.
At my job. Yeah, it depends on the culture of the actual person, and also how much. What do you consider naked?
I mean, are they hanging brain?
Do you need the bottom half or just the top half?
If you're seeing nips on a woman or little ball sack on a man, it can't. Nice.
Yeah, so whatever's necessary is obviously what we'll deal with. So not that much, because we don't.
So are you even a real doctor then?
Yes, I am. I'm a doctor of physical therapy, and we deal with whatever you need in that situation. So sometimes we have to.
Okay, so when would you see my dick, hypothetically?
What is this line of questioning?
No, it's a good line of questioning, Andrew, so I'll stop you there. Is for me and you, Keith, is never.
No. Not me. Like a man of 32. What's a scenario in which you're seeing my dick if you don't know me?
If I don't know you? Honestly, almost never. So we have pelvic health physical therapists that will treat the shit out of your dick if you need it, and I'm not much of it. But there are situations where there are soft tissue.
Well, how much could you get away with without like being taken to court?
What in the world?
No. Get away with what?
I don't know. Like, I just mean, like, when does it become inappropriate?
Your questions are inappropriate.
No, there's not.
I'm curious, Andrew.
How can you be curious about
intellectual
this?
Intellectual curiosity.
Katie,
one of us has it.
Katie?
The answer is, let me stop you there. The answer is, there is nothing that's inappropriate as long as we're working on things that are going to help the patient and you and your dick.
Okay. Well, I may need to contact you about something, but we can take that offline.
So Keith, I've got a lot of people that I can send you to that work specifically in the pelvic health of with men of issues with their dick. So if you need some help with it, I know some people that out there that can help you with that thing that are in the physical therapy realm.
I've definitely heard more about pelvic floor from my brother than any sister should.
Excellent.
This is great. This is going somewhere that we all wanted it to.
Was this your question, Andrew?
I just wanted to point out how fucking weird stethoscopes are. Like, if you think about all the technology that exists in today's world, and then it's like, if you want to hear my heart, you take this round piece of metal attached to a rubber fucking hose, and you plug your ears with other metal pieces, and you just listen to my heart, I guess.
I'd like to make a comment on that.
Okay.
Very boring.
It's unrelated to Keith's dick, but Keith's dick might need some attention, it sounds like. And I know some people that can find it that way. The stethoscope is the best way to read the heart still currently. But
like, how? It seems like such a dumb tool.
Yeah, it's like cups connected to a string.
But you can hear better than through the Whoop or the Elite HRV or any other ways, or even in telemetry. Telemetry measures it better, but it doesn't hear as well as the stethoscope.
I honestly feel like there should be like an app that I could download on a phone that would hear my heart better. A stethoscope. I feel like is something I could like fabricate out of items I find in my kitchen.
No, Andrew, you're right. But the best app I use to do telemetry is called the Elite HRV, and you can use that to measure every variability of your heart possible.
Wow!
But it's still not as specific as listening to yourself. It's good, but and I can take it all day every day. Are you guys familiar with the Whoop?
No.
There it is.
Yeah.
Oh, the Whoop is fantastic for reading HRV.
I don't even know what HRV is, other than probably a model of car.
It is.
It's heart rate variability. So that's something that we're working with right now. We measure heart rate variability.
Mark, have you seen any COVID implications in your line of work?
Lots, yeah.
Like, constantly. I got COVID and now XYZ has happened and I need to go to PT.
Wait, you actually got COVID?
No, that's like my hypothetical. Is this something that's happening?
So most people I know have gotten COVID, and I worked in the hospital system through COVID. And as I worked through it, I worked as a PT to help people move. And
so what's like the biggest problem from COVID that you would be assigned to try to fix?
Early on or right now?
I guess both.
Early on, I was making masks for people.
Oh.
And rolling COVID patients. Now, I don't know, just help people.
Katie's drinking milk from the carton.
Of the poppy?
Yeah, milk of the poppy.
Can I ask my question now or not?
Is it about your dick?
It has nothing to do with my dick.
Okay, then I guess so.
What is the most amount of times in a row you've eaten the same thing for a meal?
Ooh. Are you asking this because you know my answer?
I don't.
I am very confident that I will win.
Okay, yeah, let's make this a competition. We'll start with Mark, because I feel like he's the least likely to win.
Meals or days?
Like, meal. Like, I'm not talking about snacks, but, like, if you're like, okay, I had dinner.
Spaghetti.
Then I had it for breakfast. Then I had it for lunch. Then I had it for dinner. Or maybe I skipped breakfast, so I went dinner, lunch, dinner, things like that.
Of the same food?
Yeah, it doesn't necessarily have to be the same like batch of that food, but it could be.
So it, as broad as like pasta.
Yeah, I'll let you go that broad.
3 days.
So is that 9 meals?
Well, you made it broad enough for me to not specify on that, but sure.
I think we got to break it down by meals.
Yeah, and what is it? You're being very cryptic here.
Well, right now, I harvested an elk from Colorado, so I only eat steak. And when I open that steak, I eat it for 3 days, and I eat it every day for now about 4 weeks. So I've only eaten steak for about 4 weeks.
But, like, what are you eating for breakfast?
Just steak.
You're a medical professional and you're just eating steak?
You should get a stethoscope and listen to your heart.
Daily.
All right, I guess you win.
It's probably just like, help.
Did I ruin the segment? I didn't mean help.
I'm skeptical. I'm skeptical.
I don't know. It
I
might
guess
be.
You win.
Well, no, some people come in and they give me, like, sometimes I show up to work and someone gives me a salad. They're like, I brought you a salad.
And what context are then you getting a salad from someone else?
That breaks it. So if you have like elk breakfast, elk lunch, and then you eat a salad for dinner, well, then you had elk times two, and then you got to start.
But it's not
over.
Part of the plan. You know how life is kind of chaos, and you just, I don't know. You plan to eat elk for, you know, once or twice a day, and then someone just shows up and gives you food for free. You're not going to say no.
No, I wouldn't ask you to say no. I'm just saying that would be the end of your streak for the purposes of our conversation.
So I would say sporadically, I eat mostly just elk steaks for most of my life, but
most of your life now?
For the past,
do you go grocery shopping or do you just kill all your food?
Well, I just eat what I have, so I could kill it or I could buy it at the grocery store.
Maybe I should send you some groceries. I don't know.
No, I think
I'm concerned. Okay, so Andrew, now that Mark has admitted that all he eats is elk,
mm-hmm.
what's your answer to this question?
Okay, do you want my number or do you want my food?
Number, then food.
Okay, the number is 7.
Jesus.
7 meals in a row. And the food, do you want to guess?
I'm just going to guess pasta.
No, it's burrito.
Burrito?
I ate seven burritos.
How do you manage that?
Part of it was during airline travel.
Okay.
So I forget what meal I started with, but, you know, it's like breakfast burrito, burrito for lunch, burrito for dinner, breakfast burrito, burrito for lunch, burrito for dinner, breakfast burrito.
Were you departing or arriving?
I'm assuming that I was arriving because I want to say that, like, it was probably, you know, I'm on my way to the airport early in the morning. I get like a breakfast burrito. I fly to Bradley where there's a Chipotle and I get a burrito for lunch. I land in California, get a burrito for dinner, wake up, breakfast burrito, you know, yeah, go to Taqueria Guadalajara for a lunch burrito.
Okay. So this was during college going home from UMass.
Maybe.
Okay. You may have gone to the farmer's market in Davis,
yeah.
Potentially.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Seven burritos in a row. Yeah.
Okay. So I'm in last here. I believe it's 5 and it's just pizza. Like, I think I ate pizza like 5 meals in a row.
Is that right now?
Oh no. My right now for the last 3 meals, I've eaten the same meal. I ate habanero pesto and on pasta with pulled pork.
That sounds good.
And it was really good, but I ate it last night, and this morning I woke up, I felt like such shit. Like, it was very spicy and it didn't treat me well.
Habanero is not forgiving.
All I did was I skipped breakfast because I didn't feel well, and then lunch I ate it, and then dinner I ate it again, so I'm guessing that I'm going to feel great tomorrow morning as well.
Yeah, habanero is definitely a little spicy, especially for a little bitch like you.
Well, you know how I do.
Yeah.
I agree. That's not... Ugh. Oh, thank you.
I'm getting a lot of judgment from Mr. Elk over there.
What's wrong with the elk?
Nothing, but 37 times in a row. I mean, it's pretty...
The majority
gross.
Of his life, he's just been eating elk.
Well, I made it into a lot of burritos and enchiladas and stuff that you like.
Do you like wear it as a cape too?
No, that's too expensive. I just
you don't like cut it open and live inside it for warmth.
If I was Luke Skywalker, I would.
Did
but
you
I need to.
Did you harvest any part of the animal other than the meat? Like, did you take antlers home or?
Antlers came home, yep. No skins. Skins get expensive in what you need to do with it, so just antlers.
Okay.
And they went in the carry-on in a weird way that the airport was uncomfortable with. Yeah,
carry-on or carrion?
Oh, no, sorry. No, I did check the antlers, yeah.
Carry-on, carry-on. Were they like, nice. Sir, are these antlers sharpened to be used as improvised weapons?
They did ask, yes.
And you were like, that was not my intention.
No, my intention was just trophy.
Yeah. Real quick, I'm going to see if I can't pull up Mark's team and maybe we can ask about some of your player nicknames. Is that fair?
Oh, that'd be so much fun. Can we do that? That'd be great.
All right. We're going to run.
All right. So we're going to football now.
Football time.
I guess, but we're not, it's not a specific segment, but yeah, we're going to football. Katie already left, so.
If Katie's gone, we can talk football.
That's just for our now we're talking football break. All right, let's see. Let's I'm just going to pull up your roster and let's go
from the top to the bottom.
Josh Allen, aka Captain Checkdown.
That's his name.
Okay. Is that
But like
that one I feel like is pretty self-explanatory.
But do we believe Josh Allen checks down more than any other quarterback?
Ooh.
I mean, does he have to give that title to Alex Smith now that he's starting again?
Mark?
My answer is he was given that title by critics in his rookie year. And it's sort of an homage to that, the fact that he doesn't have to be Captain Checkdown. It's one of those, it fuels him.
Gotcha.
Google him right now. Does it come up as Captain Checkdown as his nickname? Mike. Anyone have internet?
Can you get Katie to Google him for
me? I'm hopping on Google right now. Josh Just Allen.
Allen nickname. What comes up?
Name.
I
believe it or not, Hollywood.
No. Here's an article that says, I'm not going to be Captain Checkdown. Josh Allen.
So he was, that was set up as a nickname for him that is motivational.
I got it. Okay. So that one is not like purely from the mind of Mark.
No, all my nicknames are based off some level of internet access.
Okay. Leonard Fournette, aka Uncle Lenny.
That was a change, by the way. It was earlier a different nickname.
I don't have access to that information. What do we have for Uncle Lenny?
So his grandmother called him Button growing up. Uncle Lenny was given up to people more recently that he looks older for his age. And as soon as I changed the nickname, he started playing better and catching from Tom Brady. So I'm sticking with Uncle Lenny.
All right, Uncle Lenny. Next we have, this one is also self-explanatory and very good. Josh Jacobs, Jingleheimer Schmidt.
Oh, that one just makes sense, right?
Yeah. Did we talk about this like 2 years ago on the podcast, how it's baffling to me how these little jingles just like start somewhere and then spread across the country, like amongst children? Like everywhere across the country, you had kids in like elementary school singing John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt. COVID. But it's like, where did this come from? It's not like a book or a TV show that I'm aware of.
Well, you pass it down to your children, and if you move, you pass it to a different school district.
Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt.
I agree.
Okay. Did we do this on the pod yet? I want you guys to finish this saying, you get what you get and you don't finish it.
Give a shit? I don't know.
What?
Take.
Mark, do you have a finish for that?
I do not.
Really?
You get what you get and you don't finish it?
No. I was saying finish it as like finish the saying. So you get what you get and you don't.
Throw a fit.
Sorry, don't.
Yeah, that's what I say. You get what you get and you don't have a fit or throw a fit. Katie is adamant
that what you get and you don't give a shit.
Katie is adamant that it's you get what you get and you don't get upset.
No, that's not a thing.
That's what I said.
It doesn't rhyme.
I would say you get what you get and you don't give a shit.
Yeah, that might be a little.
My favorite version.
That might be a little adult themed.
Well,
okay, DK Metcalf, aka Wolverine.
Did he play for them?
Wolverine comes from his ability to heal faster from injuries than most in college.
Interesting.
Google it.
Terry McLaurin, Scary Terry. I get that.
Yeah, so there's a people like McLovin. I much prefer Scary Terry in the fact that I think it's cooler to be involved with Rick and Morty than I do with the film involved with McLaurin.
Keith, can you pull up these nicknames on your phone? After
Let's
Scary
see, let's
Terry.
Pick a few choice ones. Kenny Dobbins, J. Kalen.
That's his actual name from birth.
Take that, Keith, you idiot.
Well, then why are you using it as a nickname? Because... All right, let's move on. Jonathan Taylor is Simba. Why?
Because Jonathan Taylor Thomas did the voice work for Simba.
What? Oops. Is that true?
Google
yeah, that's
it.
True.
How did I not know that?
How are you guys not picking this up with my nicknames? I'm disappointed in everyone.
Jonathan Taylor Thomas. Just All can't right. wait to be king. That guy sucks at football now. That's too bad.
That's true.
Yeah.
Let's go.
So, Daryl Henderson, Charlie Virgo's R ellipses.
Yeah,
I don't
I'll
know
leave
what
that
it
one
says.
A mystery for you guys. You can Google it.
What is it? Charlie Virgo's?
I don't want a fucking Charlie Virgo's.
I'll leave you on this message. That's probably the last one that's important, right? I'll leave you guys on this message because I got to get going anyways. I've been to that restaurant and it's sort of special. You guys and the whole league should Google their barbecue.
Charlie Virgo's Rendezvous in Memphis, Tennessee. That's
hey, guys. I was hoping that the Fantasy Wizard was going to cure my team, but I guess it's not going to happen.
Send some trades my way, Keith. I got to get going, and I do want Lamar, but I got to get running. And I love that you guys are interested in the nicknames. The nicknames are fun.
So let us move along. All right. It's Greg's favorite part.
Ass so big, I told her, look back at it. Whoa. Look back at it. Whoa. Look back at it. Whoa. Then I put a
fat rabbit on a crap medic. I'm so high at it. The Matchup Massacre. It's gonna be the same thing every week. It's whoever plays Curtis. This week it was Dirk. Dick Dirk Doink Boy versus Watson Your Wallet. Dirk scored 101.4. Curtis scored 50.54, which, you know, was twice as many points.
That's like twice.
Yeah, he doubled his score from last week. So still a 100% margin. So that's going to be pretty common for Curtis to get at least doubled up.
Fatality.
Which, real quick, brings up, was Dirk right to drop $40 on Curtis Samuel last week?
I mean, we'll see how he gets used on Sunday without Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
All I'm saying is he did that, and we were all like, what the f*** is Dirk doing? And then he went off again. So maybe I don't know who Dirk's like listening to or reading, but he seems to be making a lot of early he's like planting his flag earlier than most on certain players. I feel like Curtis Samuel and who else did he do that with? He added someone like way early. Do you remember?
I'm looking at his roster.
Anything?
See anyone. I mean,
who the fuck did he do that with?
I don't think it's Brandon Ayuk because I think he got him after he had a big game. Is it Ronald Jones?
No. Who else does he have?
Anything?
Well, he has Will Fuller.
No. That's a drafted player. I don't know. It was. I feel like he did it before, but I could be crazy.
I'm looking at his team, and almost his entire team was drafted. I would say there's two people on his team that he didn't draft. Three.
Well, I guess we'll time will tell. Let's move on to the ultimate upset. How could this happen to me? I made my mistakes. Oh, Tua Christian Lamb versus the Mad Mermans. Originally, Dom was projected to win by 19 points, and then Bryce won by 19 points, which I'm pretty sure is an Inception. Or what was that movie that you saw?
Oh, fucking Inverted Entropy?
Yeah, that's what I was... This is a prime...
Tenet.
It's a prime example of inverted entropy for the supposed to win by 19 and then you lose by 19. let me tell you how he did it. I'm calling this the Peekaboo Panther. Christian McCaffrey finally came back, was active, and scored 32 points. And that was the difference maker because, like everyone else, both teams had major disappointments. 4.8 points from Adam Thielen for Dom, 0 from Justin Jackson for Bryce, 1.6 from David Johnson for Dom due to injury. But Christian McCaffrey played a little peekaboo, and that is how Bryce did the whole inverted entropy thing. There's a lot more to talk about here. I feel like as soon as Dom's narrow victories came to an end, he's just kind of crashing back down to earth, but not because his team is bad. I don't know what's going on. But in a weird turn of events, after coughing this one up to Bryce, Dom also boosted Bryce's future fantasy outlook by dropping Giovanni Bernard, who Bryce then scooped up immediately, which was frustrating because Bryce sucks at waivers and only makes $0 bids. So for him to get like a difference maker for free, bad for the league.
That's the type of thing that I don't miss if I actually care, you know?
Yeah. Well, Bryce scooped that like immediately. Because I know why Dom dropped him, because I think the reports coming out were that Joe Mixon was going to come back. But then as soon as news came out that Mixon was like possibly going to miss again, literally as soon as that happened, Bryce picked up Gio Bernard. So like he was Johnny on the spot. Extra frustrating for me because I play Bryce this week, but that's a selfish perspective. But in addition to Gio Bernard, he also dropped Hollywood Brown, who we kind of talked about earlier that Mark then scooped up. We'll get to that in the waivers. But that was the ultimate upset. Let's take a look at the no longer dominated by Dom closest competition. So close, yet so far away. Greg was so close. We might have a new closest competition master. Greg lost to Keish. Greg scored 100 points. Keish scored 111, margin of 11%. But this is Keish's second week in a row now being the closest competition victor. So what do you think of that?
Good for Keish.
Got a little streaks. Got a lot of streaks going on here. Speaking of Keiths, what about the Keith of the week is... It's Aaron!
What?
Yeah, what do you think about that?
I don't get it.
Oh my god.
Yeah, you don't get it, dude?
Oh my god. Oh my god.
According to the weekly report, Aaron was the best manager on the week, so that's why I gave it to her. So admittedly, I put very little thought into this. However, Aaron left no points on the bench, so she fielded her optimal lineup. which I feel like is
she lost by 32.
I feel like it's a very misleading statistic, because if you have like a really bad team where everyone on your bench scored 0 points and no one would ever think of starting them, then you're going to win best manager. But she deserves it because of all the things you did to her previously. Like when she scored the most points in the week and you fucked her over by jumping her in the power rankings, you know?
Yeah, I was on a 2-win streak.
So Aaron is the Keith of the week. Huh. All right, everyone's been waiting for it. We've been teasing it. Let's get to the waivers. So Dom was dropping those kind of high-profile guys. Why did he do it? To pick up Jared Goff at $7, which I'm not mad about.
No, I mean, he's like the best streamer this week.
Yeah, really good this week. I think he has a very favorable playoff schedule as well. I could be wrong about that, but that's just kind of what's in my head.
I believe you're right, but I don't think that's... But Dom has Mahomes, so this is a one-week play for sure.
Gotcha. But Mahomes is on bye, so I get it. Speaking of the Keith of the week, Duke Johnson to Aaron at $7. Interestingly enough, Greg also bid $7 on Duke Johnson. So I don't even know like what drop to play for that. That's
beautiful.
That's like maybe like Aaron was like,
oh my God.
And Greg was like,
oh my God.
And then Aaron was like,
oh my God.
You know? All right. Mark also bid $4 on Duke Johnson. You and Bryce both had $0 bids. So that's cool. Good job, guys. Darius Slayton to Mark at $2. Robert Tonyan to Keish at $0. Then after waivers, Bryce added Devonta Freeman, who then went on IR.
Okay, hold up.
Okay.
Do you hear Bryce fucking crying about Devonta Freeman, who he picked up by dropping freaking Dez Bryant? Like, it's like, okay.
He's like, oh, another one of my guys gone. It's like, yeah, it was Devonta Freeman, who never even played for you and is inconsequential. I don't think Bryce realizes that every team is like half dead.
Yeah, and he's in the goddamn playoffs.
I got to play him this week. I'm not loving it. I'm not loving it. But yeah, so Bryce also, like we said, was able to pick up Giovanni Bernard, who Dom dropped. We said Dom also dropped Hollywood Brown. Mark snatched up Hollywood Brown for an uncontested $8 bid, which is a big-time playoff maneuver for Mark. I do know that Hollywood Brown has like the ideal playoff schedule. So I think that's why Mark is also angling for Lamar Jackson. So you could have a trade partner there. But also worth pointing out is just that Dom's garbage is better than most team starters. Like he dropped two players that everyone was like scrambling to get their hands on. So, you think you're going to deal Lamar to Mark or what?
Yeah, I'm bored for sure. If I can get someone startable for Lamar, for sure.
Do you consider Jonathan Taylor startable?
On my team, well, he only had 24% of the snaps on Thursday, so probably not. But I don't know.
It wouldn't be a 1-for-1.
We've got three more transactions.
Oh, you did two?
Yeah.
All right, that's all I have on the dock, so why don't you...
So Bryce picked up Tim Patrick today, okay. And then... I picked up Tremaine or whatever his name is.
Tremaine Pope.
Dropped Rashard Higgins. And then I picked up Alshon Jeffrey and dropped Tevin Coleman.
I thought you were going to say that you then also picked up Kalen Ballage.
Yeah. I don't know.
Who's going to pick up Kalen Ballage?
I mean, I guess I can if you think it would be fun.
While we're talking about rosters, can I ask for your advice on who do I start from the 49ers backfield this week? Jarek McKinnon or Jamichael Hasty?
McKinnon.
Yeah, because there was news that came out that he was going to get a big workload.
Pretty much, which
would lead me to believe that Jamichael Hasty is actually going to lead the backfield. Okay, this is a real question, though. This is a legit... This is a legit question that I actually had meant to ask Mark and I forgot about, but do I, at this point, bench DJ Moore?
I mean, every time I want to bench him on my other team, he scores like a touchdown.
I know, it's so... Because the barometer is always, if I leave him in there and he gets me fucking 2 points again, yeah, I'll be disappointed. But if I bench him and he scores 25 points, I'm going to, like, die.
Well, you know? Who are your other options?
So they're a little bit stretchy. I would be replacing him with either Jalen Reagor or Darnell Mooney.
Yeah, I would make those two have... Like, Mooney's been pretty solid recently.
He had 11 targets last week, and he essentially caught a touchdown, but he ended up just being just out of bounds. So.
Yeah, no, I like him. I don't know that he's the guy I would bench more for right now.
Yeah, I'm probably not going to bench more. But
Reagor, I would watch him play a few weeks. I think it's really unclear where Reagor, Fulgham, and Jeffrey are going to fall out.
Yeah. Have fun owning Alshon Jeffrey.
I'll cut him as soon as there's someone else I want to pick up, but I just wanted to cut Kevin Coleman.
I feel like I've been the Alshon owner for like 3 seasons in a row, and it's a lot of disappointment for like 2 weeks of excitement, but are you prepared to do your power rankings? I know. Yeah. All right. No. Okay.
The power is yours.
All right. I did not prep this. So.
So we're 10 weeks into the season, right? Like, things are getting pretty clear. Like, I think the current standings are fairly close to how I would rank everyone.
Okay.
I'm done ranking 7 through 10.
Ooh, okay.
I'm just locking them in, Dirk, Aaron, me, Curtis, and just cutting them off.
Wait, say it. Again, seven. Hang on. Seven.
It's Dirk.
Didn't we do this last year? And I wanted like a lock noise. That's too
I'm walking Dirk at 7.
Well, that's.
Baby, lock the door and turn the lights down low.
That's not what I was expecting.
Dirk is singing for his brand new.
There's a lot of. What's this?
I'm locking Aaron in at 8.
Locked in.
Oh, that's good.
Nice. I'm locking me in at 9.
Okay, nothing.
Curtis in at 10.
That's also bad.
You can't lock up the darkness.
Ooh. Okay.
So now we can go from the top to the bottom.
Oh, from the top to the bottom.
So, changing to the guard here, because Dom lost to Bryce, he's fallen to second. Our new number one spot is Keith.
And I don't know where any of this shit is. So, who's number one?
Keith.
Riser.
Which would make who number two?
Dom.
All right. You're going to have to tell me who's rising and who's falling because I don't have this one plugged in.
You're three and you're rising.
Rising.
Hell yeah.
Greg's four and he's falling. Bryce is five and maybe he's staying.
Stay.
And then Mark is six and he's probably staying as well.
So that's the current playoff picture.
Yeah, I mean, so we have four games to go, right? And Dirk would have to kind of pull off a miracle to catch, I think. So he's just, Dirk has fewer points than Aaron, so I just don't see him making that jump.
How many of us are 11 and 7? Like all of us?
3 through 6 are 11 and 7, but some people are, you're trending up and the rest are trending down.
Yeah, but I have to play Bryce this week and then Greg next week. So that's two playoff matchups in a row. That could change things, right?
Sure, but I just don't see Dirk making the playoffs.
Okay. Okay, so just to be clear, last place
is Curtis.
Suck.
I just wanted to get that on record. All right, sounds like things are falling apart over there, so let's move on to the preview.
Somebody bring me back some money, cheese.
Let Dalvin Cook versus Tua Christian Lamb. And he's starting Tua. So it's a little rookie battle. I got Justin Herbert. Bryce has Tua Tagovailoa.
So Bryce kept Tua this entire season just for this matchup.
That's right. Ride or die with Tua Tagovailoa. We're both 11 and 7. You could say this is a lock, showdown junior, both 11 and 7 rookie quarterbacks. My second best player, Travis Kelce, is on bye. Bryce is without Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah. I mean,
what say you?
Bryce's lineup is rough this week. Because A.J. Brown scored 2.6 points.
Yeah, well, that's what D.J. Moore is going to score, so.
Yeah, I have you, and I don't think it's going to be close. I think Dalvin Cook's going to win you this matchup, like, single-handedly.
Well, see, the thing is, he's done that 2 weeks in a row now, so it's like, at some point, the wheels fall off the train, right?
Yeah, he's
I'm not trying to jinx him, but.
He is against the Bears, which isn't great. And they may
Bears.
Be more heavily on the passing game, but it is Monday night, and I would honestly wouldn't be surprised if you had already clinched before Monday.
That would be.
This is not looking to be a good week for Bryce.
That would take a lot of stress off my shoulders. Okay. To be contrarian, I will pick Bryce. Next, we have Lamar Jackson Mask versus Ice Up Sun. Oh, you and Mark. Gone too soon. He could have. You guys could have talked about. This is like. This is like the Uncle Bowl. This could be like a showdown, Junior. I don't have enough battery to look at the matchup, so give me the storylines.
So Nick Chubb is back, but Mark isn't playing him. Instead, he's playing Leonard Fournette.
Uncle Lenny.
So, Uncle Lenny.
A.K.A. Butt.
I just picked up Pope, and I inserted him into my starting lineup.
Gross.
I just picked up Austin Hooper, and I inserted him into my starting lineup.
Just fine.
I'm probably starting Tom Brady over Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson's against the Patriots, and Tom Brady's against the Panthers. So, I got Amari Cooper on bye, so
good for you.
Yeah, my team sucks, Mark.
Okay. Does Mark have anyone on bye?
Mark has no one on bye.
All right, I will also pick Mark. Damn, Mark. Next up, we have Ruggin' One Out versus Burrow It Deep. Oh, you didn't know. It's the Kessler Bowl.
It's the Kessler Bowl.
The same week that they both bid the same amount of fab on the same player. Is Aaron, who did they bid on?
Duke Johnson.
So I'm assuming that Aaron is now starting Duke Johnson against Greg.
Are we sure that she got Duke Johnson?
Yeah.
I don't see Duke Johnson on her team. Let me see this.
Do you have your glasses on?
Yeah, no, Greg got Duke Johnson.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Shut the front door.
So Greg got Duke Johnson despite Aaron being in eighth place?
Well,
what kind of waiver system do we have here?
Are you sure that Greg got Duke Johnson? Because when I made the show doc
right now, and he has Duke Johnson in his starting lineup.
Do you know whose team is who? Rugging One Out is Greg. Burrow It Deep is Aaron.
Yep.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah,
I did.
I promise you.
I read this.
Duke Johnson is.
I read this all wrong. Greg got Duke Johnson. Aaron did not bid on Duke Johnson. I just made that all up.
Okay. Who bid on... Anyway.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think that's going to be the difference. Greg has Mike Davis for another start now.
Ooh.
And he has Duke Johnson. So any...
Are you
pain
still...
he was seeing, I think he's temporarily fixed. And...
All right, I'm picking Greg.
Yeah.
Are you at a laundromat?
I'm near my washer and dryer.
God damn it, I'm fucking good. Next up, Double Doinks versus Only Built for Stefon Diggs. Dirk, who's clawing his way to the playoffs, versus Keish, who is now the cream of the crop.
Yeah, and if Dirk wants to make the playoffs, he needs to win like every game
he has left. You mean he needs to make a trade with you?
So, I mean, he needs to trade with me for sure. Derrick Henry rushed for 100 yards but didn't get a touchdown. Keish has to start Robert Tonyan. Tyreek Hill's on bye, and so is Todd Gurley. So if Keish was going to lose, it would be this week. But I still got Keish.
The door is being left open for Dirk. He got Curtis last week, and now he gets a hobbled Keish. I will pick Dirk just to try and keep things interesting. And then our last matchup, Dom versus Curtis. So.
So I got Dom.
Yeah, I got Dom. So. Any parting thoughts? Did you want to tell anybody about the PSA Cinco?
Not really. I'd rather talk about how you should bench Edelman and Galladay on Curtis's team and put in people that are actually playing?
I just don't think it makes sense to arbitrarily start managing his roster.
Yeah, it makes sense. We can set, 6 weeks ago.
I think we can set the precedent that, like, in future seasons, if we experience something similar.
Yeah, you were.
You know?
Just because you were slow. You should have done it a while ago.
Yeah, you know, believe it or not, there are other things that I think about in life, so.
Surprise, oh, motherfucker!
Is that an okay? Is that an okay excuse for Curtis as well, or?
No. Have we? Okay, so we need to get Dom on the pod. Maybe we can do that next week. And once we do that, will that be a full league guest list minus Curtis?
I believe so.
That'll be everyone has come on but Curtis, right?
At this point, I'm not letting Curtis on the pod.
He needs to come on so that he can face the music.
If you want him on this pod, no, if you want him on this pod, I think I'm going to take the week off. He disgusts me.
That's all the more reason to be on and to confront him.
Like, what a little bitch.
Like a breast?
He's a little nipple.
Oh, he's a nipple?
Yeah.
Hey, Curtis. Man, I can never find any of these buttons anymore. I need to get rid of all of these Halloween songs that are on here.
For sure.
Anything else to talk about?
No.
All right, I'm going to play us out again this week.
My God, what's going on here? I have no idea.
That's the end of the podcast.
Music. Wait a minute, wait.